Conclusions. Walter Duffeld, who, in the hierarchy of the IG Farben industry, was basically directly responsible for Camp 4, Monowitz, was sentenced to 8 years in prison on the basis of point 3 of the indictment, slavery and mass murder. This was done only on the basis of false testimony and the systematic misrepresentation of the few documents adduced by the prosecution. It can be admitted that, in the first months of the existence of Camp 4, the inmates' living conditions were relatively harsh, but this was not due to deliberate neglect on the part of the SS and, less so, of the management of IG Farben, which, as was rightly pointed out several times by various witnesses, had no interest in exploiting the inmates they had trained for months, to the point where they were utterly exhausted or would even die. The speciousness and flimsiness of the accusation that sick inmates were transferred from Buna Inmate Infirmary to Auschwitz and Birkenau for the primary purpose of being killed there is well evidenced already by the fact that it was not supported by anything but vapid testimonial chatter, neither the prosecution team during the trial, headed by Brigadier General Telford Taylor and consisting of 10 other members, nor any orthodox historian ever after, deigned to conduct any serious investigation into the fate of the transferred inmates. As far as the transfers documented by the Buna Infirmary Register, Sick Book, were concerned, this was done only by Karl Heseler in his detailed analysis, which I have reported in full in Chapter 5.1. The historians employed by the Auschwitz Museum, who had and have documents and tools for as exhaustive a study as possible, and those gravitating in its orbit, such as Antoni Makovsky, limited themselves to listing fewer than 20 cases of inmates allegedly killed by phenol injection, but without adducing any evidence in this regard. On the transfer lists, however, no study existed. In Chapter 5.2, I filled this gap by examining nearly 2,800 transfers, out of a total of nearly 7,300, over a six-month period. From the Orthodox Holocaust perspective, the alleged killings of inmates transferred to Auschwitz and Birkenau are said to quote-unquote confirm the reality of the extermination of Jews. However, these transfers in fact invalidate this extermination, because documents demonstrate that only a small percentage of transferred inmates died, which is not an extraordinary fact, because they were sick, often seriously so, who were treated as best as was possible, in a concentration camp during a total war. Nothing proves that these inmates were intentionally killed, even though it is possible, as I mentioned earlier, that a very limited number of killings of incurably ill patients occurred, to prevent them from unnecessary suffering. Indubitably intentional, on the other hand, were the lies of the prosecution, which, among other things, shamelessly increased, by almost 15 times, the camp's death toll, as it results from the death book, a document it itself introduced during the trial. Overall, as far as the Monowitz camp, Lager 6, is concerned, the IG Farben trial was distinguished by arrogance, ignorance and bad faith. If you want to purchase a printed or e-book version of this book, or browse our entire range of books, please visit armreg.us. That is armreg.us. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.